Last week, Pennsylvania State House Republicans chose seven-term Indiana County Representative Dave Reed to serve as GOP majority leader in the new legislative session that will feature a new governor, Democrat Tom Wolf. Dave Reed, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
And congratulations. As chair of the Majority Policy Committee, what priorities have emerged as paramount to try to come to accord with the new Wolf administration?
Well, I think there's a number of issues out there that are important to folks all across Pennsylvania. Certainly job creation is tantamount to every community in the Commonwealth. Education, energy, our anti-poverty efforts, property tax reform, there are a whole host of issues that are at the forefront of Pennsylvanians' minds.
Well, as you just mentioned it, let's focus on the policy committee initiative called Empowering Opportunities, Gateways Out of Poverty. What compelled you to go around the state studying that problem?
Well, our primary focus was on finding out a way to help better transition folks permanently from a life of living in poverty to a life of self-sustainability. And if you look at where we're at in America today, here we are, 2014, in the wealthiest, most developed nation in the history of the free world, but yet we have 46 million Americans living in poverty, and we're spending almost $1 trillion a year on anti-poverty efforts. We want to find a better way, and a better way isn't a Republican way or a Democratic way. It's everybody working together to be more effective and more efficient in our efforts to combat poverty.
Though fighting poverty, can it be done without putting more money into the effort?
You know, I think it's not necessarily just a more money discussion. I think it's a discussion on the structure of how we're spending the dollars today. Because $1 trillion a year is a heck of a lot of money to be spending on anti-poverty efforts and getting the results we're getting. So I think first and foremost, we need to be more effective in the way we're spending the dollars that we're already spending. And then if we want to get on to a broader discussion on the appropriateness or adequacy of funding, so be it. But let's get the structure right first.
So let's look at one piece of that structure. A lot of Democrats will say that if Republicans want to fight poverty, why do things like put an asset test in the way of getting food stamps?
You know, I think folks are generally looking at more, you know, identifying the problem as opposed to finding solutions. We don't want folks to need food stamps to begin with. We want folks to be living in a life of self-sustainability. And if the solution to every single problem is, well, we just need to increase funding for governmental programs to take care of other folks, that may take care of the problem temporarily. But let's get at the root cause of the problem. Let's get at the cause of why people need food stamps to begin with, and how do we make it so that they don't need those in the long run?
What are some of those root causes?
You know, I think one of them is certainly the lack of appropriate education at an early age, which is one of the areas we have focused on, early childhood education in particular. You know, helping young kindergartners showing up to kindergarten ready to compete and not being already behind their peers. You know, certainly basic financial literacy, and that's not just for folks living in poverty, but middle-class America.
Then on the face of it, do you support Governor-elect Wolf's focus on education?
You know, I think we're going to have a very robust discussion on education with the new governor. I look forward to doing that. You know, certainly, you know, it'll be a discussion on the quantity of dollars, but it should also be a discussion on the quality of the product. Are we getting the biggest bang for our buck with the education dollars we're already spending? And how do we make that more fair and equitable going forward?
Regarding fair and equitable, the new governor-to-be has a proposal to change the state income tax by exempting some income from taxation, clearly a benefit to the working poor. Is that a good idea?
We kind of talked at the 10,000-foot level of what he was thinking about doing. We haven't really seen the specifics of it. So certainly, you know, we'll have to wait to fully comment until we see those specifics. But any change to the methodology of the personal income tax is certainly not something that happens in one budget season. It takes a constitutional change to do so. So you're talking a 5 or 6 year process.
Republicans this month increased their majority in the House from 111 to 119 members, making it the largest majority the House has seen since 1957. Do the changes in the leadership of the legislature mean it will be more conservative?
You know, I think we've got a leadership team in the House and a leadership team in the Senate that is focused on getting things done. Now, I'm sure, you know, the governor will start at one position and the legislature may start at another position. But in the end, I think we all share the same goals in Pennsylvania to make our Commonwealth a more prosperous Commonwealth for future generations.
Representative Reed, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
That's Republican Pennsylvania Majority Policy Committee Chair Dave Reed, who will now serve as majority leader in the GOP in the new legislative session.